Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Arthur Walker, ARTHURWALKER. Arthur Walker, date of birth is 5/6/1944, date of accident 18/2022, date of service 1/11/2023. Mr. Arthur Walker is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 11/2/2022, subsequent to an accident that happened on 6/18/2022, in which he was involved in a head-on collision by another car, leading to headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, severe loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, nightmares, blurred visions. He was seen at Providence Hospital emergency room on the day of accident. Subsequently, patients started having ongoing symptoms of pain in the neck, which is not all the time, around 5, pain in the middle back, upper back, and lower back, more towards the right side of the spine, all around 5, with some radiation to the right buttock, right posterior thigh, and pain in the right knee around 5. Most of the pain are around 9. He also had pain in the right sacroiliac joints. He report the currently the pain is mostly located in the right side of the lower back. The neck pain, mid back pain is completely okay. And right shoulder is also completely okay. And 80 degrees of slight pain is there, but after 160 degrees. Overall, he reports 70% improvement in his situation. Everything has improved. Shortness of breath is present due to a pitting edema 1+, and he has been referred to a primary care doctor on 9 miles, which I am seeing. He does feel panicky and nervous when driving car. Other than that, he is okay. Pain levels are now between 2 and 5. ADLs are not affected. And pain is resolved so far. In the system review, patient has mild headaches, which are 4 to 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, which are mostly located in the front of the head and sensitive to the noise, and associated with some dizziness, vertigo, and weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and depression. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, or vision disturbance, fainting, blackout, seizures, poor grades at work, poor work performance, lack of concentration, lack of focus, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back pain, wrist and hand pain, and difficulty walking. The pain in the neck and the upper back is gone. Shoulder pain is also gone. In the GI, patient has constipation but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. The respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, but he does have a shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has improved. And he reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. So stress abuse, personal reports that is using alcohol occasionally, compliance history, patient reports, full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 163 over 86, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 100. The exam will be identical from previous visit. That was dictated on 12-2-2022, dictation number 1204-004 and 005. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage, echo therapy, gait training, home exercise program to continue neuropsych therapy, and order for shower chair, back brace, neck brace, cervical traction, ACEment is as given. And he has ordered a neuropsych evaluation. And MRI has been ordered for his brain, MRI neuroquant, to make sure there is no damage to his brain. In the lumbar patient report, the MRI shows bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5. L5S1. And in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4. C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-1. That will be another dictation. Patient continues physical therapy for now, and medications that will be they have been provided are Celebrex, Acifex, Tylenol codeine for pain, Wellbutrin for depression, Xanax 1 mg for anxiety, and Ferricet for headache.